Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. Today is that day to get ready to talk with our wonderful Debbie Paul, our angel reader. And those of you tuning in, it's 516-453-6081. I hope you're ready because we're ready. And Debbie, how are you doing today? Hello, Debbie. This is Joshua Debbie, and those of you tuning in, this is Psychics Gone Wild. I hope you're ready because it's been a fun day. We have a lot of individuals here. I have 408. You're on live today at Psychics Gone Wild. How are you doing today? Right. We're going to continue on with those of you that are called in, and I hope you're enjoying this show. We are here working out a lot of individuals and things that are happening. So if you have not had a chance, make sure you go into the psychicjethro.com, check out some of the things there. We can also get to the angelical and universal energies.com. That's angelic and universal energies.com. And you can have that time with Debbie. Or if you're looking for Jethro, you can catch us there. I hope that you guys are connected. I've got quite a few individuals writing in that are saying they're having a little trouble. So call the 516-453-6081, and we'll be here for you. Those who are checking in, I hope that you're having a great day. We are here waiting at the lines, and I've had quite a few friends and other ones asking me, where do you feel the best ally and the way to get into what I wanted to have happen is to make sure that I get that reading with you that I need to have. Well, you've got to have that reading and you've got to come over to the website there and catch on with us. So anybody that's checking in, make sure you've got that and checking in. I know that those are doing it. We've got a little bit of a play here and I'm going to ask again. Debbie, this is Jethro. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me, Jethro?
I can, and I love it. How's your day going?
Not so bad. Right now, it's a little bit overcast and cold, but, you know, that's okay. I'm in my house.
I had a friend ask me, they go, Jethro, you work with Debbie and you two are working with all these angels. What happens? I said, anything that can. You never just go with that. But
that is true. That is true.
So glad we're here Saturday. We've got a lot of you friends checking in. One of the things they had asked before, and this is something that we've got a little bit of ones wanting to look at. Debbie, talk to them a little bit about who you are, what exactly we got happening here so that they can get to know a little bit about Debbie and what makes Debbie and the angels tick.
Okay, well, first of all, I've always loved angels. It's always something that I've had an akin to. Although I didn't really start working with them or even thought about working with them until about 4 or 5 years ago. And then something happened in my life that just kind of turned it upside down. And so I started searching for, you know, help with that issue. And I ran across a very wonderful woman who got me into the angels. And so I've been working with them ever since. I've worked with several different teachers online that I just absolutely adore. And I've learned so much, although there's so much left to learn with the angels. But what I do know is that they're loving. They give you nothing but guidance. They will not give you bad messages. They may tell you something you don't want to hear, but if they tell you that, it's for your own good. So, you know, and I just love working with them, and I plan on continue working with them. It also inspired me to go in to be a healer. So I've gone, and now I'm a Reiki master. And I've also recently taken a crystal Reiki class, so I'm trying to incorporate all that. So I'm just kind of trying to keep myself busy and out of trouble.
I love it, Debbie. And Debbie's a real modest. I'm going to let you guys also know that, you know, she has some very raw ability, too. And she's very psychic and has done mediumship. And as we get into the group things and we work, you know, alongside each other, I can tell you guys that what really amazes me with us together is my ability came where I had energy available to see, but after the drowning made it strong, Debbie has this raw energy that if you guys listening to what she's doing, she doesn't just read you with the card. There is other parts there. So that's what I want to get with you guys that have been really contacted. And this is how to get to know us. You can get us on Facebook, you know, and those of you following, this is the way to catch it on the show, follow along, and then, you know, call in the 516-453-6081 and give it a chance, see what you've got. I know that Debbie has, at times, we'll have other circles, and Debbie will pick this up. She gets that. Debbie's able to use her other modalities, and I think that is where a lot of you individuals that was writing to me laughing, going, this woman has all this stuff behind her, and she's, I like her. That's why you like her. It's, you know, we were joking about some friends and different groups that we've gotten together. Debbie has that own angel in her guide work working with you. So this is, you know, what I can tell you guys that are calling and connecting is, definitely get a hold of us so we can get that time. I like to have a half an hour with you, and the reason I do is because it gets so in-depth. I mean, Debbie, let's be honest here. Let's talk a little bit about those new ones that are asking it. Debbie, when you first start to talk to me, do you automatically see the angel, or does it kind of unfold as a story? I'm very curious. I'm learning how to read, and I just love the way you read over the radio.
You know, actually it evolves the story. The first thing I do when I'm reading for someone is I will ask their guides and their angels to come in and help guide me to give you a loving and accurate reading. And so through that, it comes that I will just, you know, shuffle the cards and I will pull a card. And the card I pull is what the angels want you to know. And so I do look at the card. I see what the card says. But then I go with what I'm feeling the card is saying. There may be something on the card that says it's romance, but you're in a loving marriage or whatever. It's not talking about that. It's talking about a romance. You can have a romance with a job. You can have a romance with your dog, and it's not something that's, you know, weird and out there. It just means you love something very much. So I take what I see on the card as well as what your question might be, or even if you just wanted a general one, and I go with what I'm feeling. So I do use my cards a lot. Those are kind of the starting point, but then things unfold from there. Does that answer your question, I hope?
And I did hear it. He's right. My name is Brett. I'm very excited to listen to the show. Debbie, I will be definitely getting a hold of you. Jethro, tell us how. It's at www.angelicanduniversalenergies.com. You can also email her at the same angelicanduniversalsenergies@gmail.com. And those of you that have talked to us before, we have quite a bit of a little bit of new shift for you for what we're doing. Santa's coming. The psychic's gone well. We're going to be giving out some things. We're going to be looking at it. Those of you that want to become a member, go ahead and get a hold of me, psychicjustice.com. We've had quite a few people saying, how do we help with it? What we do, for those of you who like to get that electric feeling, that energy vibration, is we'll be sending out that really positive one of the magazine. So you'll get that in email. Those of you who want a physical copy, I've had both, you know, going. You can have that choice. And you'll be able to sit there. You'll be able to listen and see with Debbie. You can look at the article. You can see everything there. And also, you can set up a time with Debbie that's convenient for your angel reading, or with me, Psyche Jethro, for a reading, whichever we do. We're all here to help you. We got Anne Sablon today. We're doing some wild weekend stuff. And two of you say, well, Jethro, I really like the show on different times. What we found out, and this is why we also are wild, is it's meant to be. Today, Debbie and me have this time. We're doing this with you going, and we work with it. We're... If you think about it, pattern, rhyme, and reason is the guides working. So this was meant to be. And I had some of you writing in, Jethro, it was so wild trying to listen to the show. I was really worried because I knew Debbie was there. I am psychic. I could feel it. But you two put out enough energy. You probably blew a circuit. We probably did. And then Devin, it happened. But see, this is part of what Debbie was talking about. Debbie, you have a personal thing. We're going to talk a little bit. Have you raised a family and often wondered what your children, guides, and angels are? Because I wonder with my son, I feel like we have different angels.
I have. And although my son has departed, I have my grandson and my grandchildren. And so I often wonder, I know that my son is an angel watching over, or is, you know, they're watching over me or my grandson, but I do wonder, I know we're all born with a guardian angel that has been with us through time since we first incarnated and all the lives we go through. But, you know, I have, I try and talk to their guardian angels, although I haven't heard back from them. I just kind of say, okay, keep an eye out on this one. But I do know that we all have angels and guardian angels with us all of the time. And you can always call in an angel anytime you want. Just ask for help, and they are there. They are willing. Don't come in automatically because of free will. They are bound by free will. They can't just step in. But if you're in a situation and you are having difficulty, you can definitely ask the guardian angel or all who can come in and help you with this, and they will come in and help you gladly. They are just full of love and wanting to help you any way they can.
Love it. And Melba, that's right in this here, and I never got to say goodbye to my boyfriend, but I would like to definitely call us. You know, we can help you with this with the 516-453-6081. And one of the things is if you follow, then it always comes to you, and you know when it's on, and then the time is there. And, you know, I had a very beautiful thing what Debbie was just talking about there, and I love that for you, Eva, that is writing in. I have to tell somebody about this, and I picked you, Psychics Gone Wild. Okay, Eva. So we got Eva is writing in that I have been dealing with a problem with my mother-in-law for quite a little while. I'm just very frustrated in her religious belief in ours. She has been telling my four-year-old son that one of the saints is going to get him if he doesn't be good. At first, it seemed a little bit of a joke, and then I warned her that I want my son to be open with the angels. You see, I am very holistic, and I believe that they're very warm, strong guides and guardians, and along with what Debbie has been saying on your show. The thing I'm trying to find out is I have to diplomatically explain to my husband and his mother why, if they keep having my son do this, his nightmares about St. Michael have started to scare all of us. What do you feel, Debbie, I should do to maybe encourage her to speak kindly of the angels and not put them out as such a ferocious guardian over children?
You know, that's an interesting question, and that really bothers me when people do that, because I know the angels are loving and guiding. And he shouldn't be having nightmares about Archangel Michael. What you might want to do, if you can, and if she'll listen, because sometimes they get in their mind and they won't change their way, but definitely, you know, let her know that the angels are loving and they're guiding, and they are not going to do anything to hurt you. Know if you're bad, they're not going to come get you. What they're going to do is, if you're bad, they're going to love you anyway. And they're going to guide you through it. So they want nothing but love. They've never lived a human life. So they are just so full of love and joy and compassion. And if you can't get your mother-in-law and your husband to stop talking about that, take your son aside and talk to him about the angels. There are books out there for children about the, about the angels. Find some of those books and talk to him yourself. Take him aside and say, look, this is the angels. They love you. They're going to be with you. They're guiding you and watching over you. Archangel Michael is not going to hurt you. He's got his sword, and that is to protect you. So it's not to hurt you. So I understand your difficulty, because I myself have been in situations similar, not quite, but close. And so you just have to do what you can. Fortunately, in my case, my grandson is getting to love crystals and angels like grandma, because when grandma has him, grandma talks to him about that. So that's what you want to do, is just encourage your son about the angels are kind and loving, and find what books you can for children in his age that will talk about the angels, because they're out there.
I love that. And this is a really good one for those of you that are connecting. I can tell you that in a personal story, and I love what she said, is I had a very imaginative, gifted son, and the family of my other in-laws would always joke and kid me things with it. He was at pretty close to your son's impressionable age when they gave him this thought that he could get bit by an animal in the water in Kansas. Now, mind you, we all know that, you know, there's not any of those bigger animals that live in there. But what it did was, it stemmed from a dream, and exactly what we're saying. It took years of us talking back and forth. You would have them periodically. But what Debbie was saying, and I know that she's really on it with the angels, is you sitting down, you working with it. We joked later, I will tell you, that my son now is very much studying animals who are of it. It's so what they did by doing it. I think your mother-in-law has probably had some old belief that, you know, this higher energy and these angels are spanking these kids or doing whatever she's telling them. But what we need to really, like Debbie said, is to clear it. Definitely take that time. You know, there's a reason that child was given to you as energy. And I love the fact that I will speak kindly of my in-laws and of it. But, you know, obviously with Psychic Jethro, it wasn't easy when I married in the Bible Belt. So you can imagine how we worked with that together. So definitely get with Debbie. You know, you want to sit down. Debbie can do some of these things and talk to you a little bit about some other things. I did, as you guys know, I'm doing the technical, and Debbie's just on a phone with me. But I saw your picture, and what you are showing here is there's some energy working with you guys that's a blessing. So definitely, Debbie's your girl. You know, get a hold of her, talk with her, and go. And that's a good thing that I want to talk a little bit, and we're going to grab the phones for those of you that are hanging there. I know a couple of you are like, Jethro, what are we going? You're learning about us. You want to know your reader. You don't just go in and grab it off the shelf like you would a box of cereal. You want to get to know the time. I mean, we may be too sweet. We may be sour. We may be that intense psychic that is going to be with you. There's people who want to hear what they want to hear. Me and Debbie are not those psychics. I love you dearly, and I want to tell you, but if I'm sitting there going, this is what I'm getting, and it's not, only telling you that's not a psychic, and I do want to encourage those of you to get with us. That's why we're certified. Some of you were asking this, and I love that in there. Why are we certified? We've had outside officials. We've had people that are actually in the work certifying us. It's like Debbie's work speaks for itself because she's had individuals and sources that gave her the credence by her knowing her subject. Same thing with my psychic work. You guys know the American Federation. Some of you have seen on there. I'm also connected to about four other organizations. What I really want to do is to bring this really to you. Do you remember a time, Debbie? We're talking back and we're going to get in trouble. But when we were kids, me and Debbie talked in this kind of stuff. We'd have people hushing us up at the house. They'd be running us out the back door. Tell it, Debbie, did your family allow you to talk all these things? Were you able to say that you could see or sense things, or how were you treated back in the day?
You know, I didn't really say much back then because I wasn't sure what it was. And things would happen, and I'd think, okay, that's just my imagination. And surprisingly enough, fortunately in a way, I was lucky enough that my grandmother and my mother believed in mediumship, believed in spirits. My grandmother, way back when, knew when her brother had passed away on a ship during World War II because his face appeared to her in her room. So I know that there's a little bit of that in me, but I never really said much about it, but I always thought about it. I always thought it was cool. So I never got degraded, although my sister has gone and she is going more into the religion. So it's taken a while for her to warm up to me. I'm working with the angels, believing in the angels. And so, but yeah, I never really said much. And a lot of people that I know, I still sometimes don't say much because some of my older friends that I've had for a while are not into that. So it's like, okay, I should just go ahead and be alone, but I tend to. I just tend to stay with like-minded people. When I go home this December to visit, I'm going to be with a lot of people that don't necessarily believe as I do. So it should be an interesting time when I go home. So.
Whoa, we're going
to
grab it. Yeah, I love you, Debbie. I'm so glad it's Saturday and I get to spend time with this wonderful psychic angel reader. And now we're going to grab 803. You're going to get to talk with Debbie. I'm going to introduce you a little bit, then I'm going to clean up the back of this thing and get these people that are trying to get the phone. How are you, 803? Hello? We are having a little trouble, 803. It sounds like your phone. Are you able to hear us? We're going to – that We're going to give you a minute if you're still ordering at Burger King, and then we'll get you right back on. It is a little early. So those of you that are going, I kept hearing of an intercom. Debbie, what do you feel? I think the angels are telling us to help people teach a little bit. So we're gonna get real nitty and gritty. Those of you know every week, what angel do we have this week that you can talk about? We have a lot of people asking. They said, we know Debbie loves Ariel. What does she feel about Raphael, and does she believe that he also works with more modalities than healing?
Yes, he does. I love Raphael. I talk to Raphael a lot. I send him out to my family and friends and people that are they're not feeling well or they're not doing well. I do send him out there. He's also good for relationships. He just is very loving, and he does have a sense of humor. So, you know, as most of the archangels generally do have, you know, sense of humor, but he also helps with empathic and clairsentience. So he helps you with those gifts, if you have those gifts, to help bring those forward, as well as, you know, with all kinds of different healings, physical and emotional. He also works in conjunction with Archangel Ariel when it comes to helping and healing animals. So if you have a pet that's not feeling well, you can ask Archangel Ariel and Raphael to come in. So he works with animals. They work with all different modalities and with all the other angels. And in fact, actually, you can ask any angel to come in for anything. They all have their specialties. They all have things that they, you know, do with. As with, you know, Raphael is the healing angel whom God healed, but he also helps with other things, as well as you can call in any of the archangels to help with anything. So I love Raphael. I love them all. They're all awesome, and they're all here for us. But yeah, Ariel is my favorite because I'm a big animal lover and a big earth defender. So that's why she's my favorite.
Anita asks us here in Albuquerque. She's saying, I need to know something very awkward, but I think that Debbie can help me with it. I am going to be having my wedding here in December. We have a really beautiful wedding set up. The wedding isn't the problem. The problem is that I have been instructed that I need to have an angel there. I do not feel comfortable. I love the angels, don't get me wrong. But the angel pictures and what I've seen in the different places is we are not going to be married in that type of church. We are both very strong believers of light, and we believe in and also Christianity, but we have more modalities. My husband is from a totally different faith and different country altogether. We are trying to find a polite way to explain to everyone that I do know that this was told to me. Debbie, do you think the angels will be offended if I don't have a picture or something representing the angels at my wedding?
No, they will not, because angels, as I commented earlier, angels have never lived an earthly life. They have never incarnated. They have no ego. So there's nothing you can do. Now, also to understand that angels do not belong to any particular religion. They, you know, it doesn't matter what religion you are, what faith you are, whether you have no faith, if you say you're an atheist, you don't believe, the angels are going to love you. They're going to be there for you because they don't care. Their main purpose is to love us as God, you know, as they are the messengers of God to come down and help us. They don't care. If you don't have an angel there, they are not going to care. They'll bless you anyway. So don't worry about that. You know, if they really want to have, if you really want to have an angel there, have Jophiel. She's the beauty of God. She's beautiful. She's loving. She helps with clearing spaces and energy. So, you know, or even, you know, Haniel. She's also beautiful. And Gabriel. She's also the angel and messenger of love. So if you want to have an angel there, and they're not, sometimes you see pictures of the angels and they look like they're warriors. They look like that. No, they're not. You know, they are loving, they are kind. But if you decide not to have an angel, it's going to be perfectly fine no matter what your family says, because they are non-religious. They do not belong to any religion. God doesn't belong to any religion. He created everyone and everything. So, you know, not to worry about that. You're going to be just fine.
I love that. And those of you tuning in, I learned something new. That makes sense if you think about what Debbie's saying for a wedding. I love it. You guys do it. Because I have to know, Debbie, my brother tells me that I keep seeing fours and fours. The angels are around me. Well, the big joke is I am a little bit of a daredevil, and I have been attempting some things that are a little bit awkward, let's say. And my family worry about where I have to be for my safety because of my driving and things that I do on my own stunt devil work. Is it okay to assume that if I'm seeing those numbers, it's a good sign that I should go do the scene, or if I'm seeing it's a bad sign and maybe I shouldn't take that jump over that cliff that day? What do you feel?
Well, first of all, taking the jump over the cliff is your free will. So you can or you can't. But when you see the fours, means that the angels are watching over you. Now, I see 444 all the time. And that is telling me that my angels are with me. My angels are always with me. So they're going to be with you whether you jump over the cliff or not. Now, whether that causes any problems jumping over the cliff, that's your free will. It's like they, you know, they're not going to interfere. Excuse me, if you want to jump over the cliff, but I would recommend being very careful. And you might want to have Raphael there when you do it. You know, he's an angel. So just a little bit of advice, you know, just have Raphael there. He might help you a little bit too.
And Keith, we did it. You've got me intrigued. We want you to call 516-453-6081 a couple times, and me and Debbie watch with you. I do understand the stunt devil, but I think you actually stunned the psychic, because that little surprised me reading that. So I want to make sure all of you coming in, and Debbie's telling you, she's telling you like it is, and this is what's so great about this. You're getting a real live person on the phone today. But I have a couple of you asking, Jethro, I went in, and I'm having a little trouble. It's okay, and that's what we're having. It's angelicanduniversalenergies.com. You can look on there. I do have it on. As you guys see, it comes up as Debbie Paul. If you look on her thing, it is. She does have her full name, but you will see that. So those of you that are doing, looking, you know, contact or go to the quickpsychicjethro.com where you first contacted us, and I'll forward you over. Me and Debbie share. So, Debbie, I have to go back to work, and I really don't want to. Is there an angel that will make my boss quit making me work? I'm really stressed out here, and he seems to be watching me all the time. I have called in on the show, but I can't talk because right when I was going to ask the question, my boss showed up. Oh, you're the one. I knew I heard of an intercom. Debbie, what should we tell little Sarah?
Well, you know, I would think definitely call in Archangel Samuel, because he can heal anxiety and bring peace. So that will help for you. Another thing you might want to do is call in Metatron, because if there's any time, Metatron is awesome as a time warper. He can make time go slow or he can make time go fast. All you have to do is ask him. If you're running late for work and you're in a car and all lights are red, say, Archangel Metatron, you know, please help me get me to work faster. He can make them all green and you'll get there faster. And I have people that have had that happen to them. And, you know, I'm not just talking. I'm saying these are things that I know have happened to people. So Metatron is a great time warper. So if you're made to go to work and you don't really want to, ask him to speed up the time so it's like it goes by real quick. That's what I would recommend.
I love you, Debbie. It's that time already, you guys. We're headed out the door. Let us know there. We'll be contact this week. Ann Sablon's on at noon, and Carol's on today later at 2. Keep talking, Debbie, because we love you. How would you like to say to these people in that 50 seconds before they push us out the door?
Well, I want to thank you for listening to me, and I will recommend, if you can, check in at noon to listen to Anne, because not only is she my friend, but she is one awesome psychic medium. So I plan on tuning in. So take care and talk to you next time. And angel blessings and love.